For today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa, I talked to Mid Prairie head baseball coach Ryan Kohler about improvements made to their baseball field.
And this was made possible by a Washington County Riverboat Grant?
That's correct, yep.
Was it the school district that applied for it, or who was involved with that process?
I wrote up the grant. I mean, it's through the school, but I...
You initiated the...
Correct, yep.
Process.
Okay. I put everything together and then just had to get approval and then submitted it. And we actually have a turf going around the home plate that we have too, that it's got to have concrete under, so we don't have that quite yet either. But
that's with the same grant?
Yep, correct.
What round was this, or when, what month was this given out?
It was given out in late April.
Do you remember how much it was for?
Yeah, let's see, it was $10,500.
And it's this fence. What is it unique? What benefits does it provide?
Well, it's called a wind tarp, or some people would use it so you couldn't watch from the outfield if they were trying to take gate. But we use it mostly for just the look, and it does provide some wind protection, but not. That's only on the lower part, but. Not much. It's mostly cosmetic.
And it has your logo on it?
Yeah, it says got Mid Prairie and then Golden Hawks in big letters, and then it's got three of the Hawks, and then the distance for left field, center field, and right field.
Where is this baseball field located? Right there in Wellman next to the high school, or where is this?
Right next to the high school, correct.
Okay. Provided that fence that was just put in, and then also the turf.
Yeah, the wind and that, and a new baseball batting cage net, and on-deck circles with their very fancy on-deck circles. It's got Mid Prairie logo, and nobody I've seen or played, usually minor leagues have them, but we went ahead and put them in. But those are pretty neat as well. Just trying to get our field as nice as it can be.
Definitely. When was the fence put in, and when is these other projects planned for?
Everything was put in as soon as we had everything ready to order if we got the grant. Got it in late April. Everything was in about the last week in May.
Okay, so everything's already done then?
Except for the turf. We have the turf. It's just we couldn't concrete them in the middle of the season. So
sure.
That'll go in after the season or early next spring.
Alrighty. Anything that you'd like to add here, Ryan?
Well, the casino, we had a pretty nice field to begin with, but with these additions, it kind of puts us, especially for 2A school, it puts us with, I mean, I don't know of any fields around that are for just high school that look the way ours is done. We also have a guy that mows lines in our field. I mean, It's a pretty phenomenal field, and those four things that we got from the casino just puts our field far and away above most fields we play on.
That was my conversation with Mid Prairie head baseball coach Ryan Kohler. I'm Nathan Swenson for this edition of In Touch with Southeast Iowa.